Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We've been following the battle taking shape over President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Democrats to block Kavanaugh's confirmation. He says Kavanaugh will side with the big boys against the average person. Supporters say Kavanaugh is balanced and independent. Justin Walker was law clerk for Judge Kavanaugh, also for Justice Kennedy. He is now law professor at the University of Louisville. And we caught up with him this morning as he was leaving the Capitol after last night's announcement. What do you make of the news? I mean, obviously, you knew that Judge Kavanaugh was on the short list when you heard that it was going to be him as the nominee. What did you make of it?
Oh, my goodness. I was so excited last night. I got to be at the White House for the announcement. And when I saw my friend, my mentor, come out, in front of the crowd and up to the podium there with his wonderful wife and his two wonderful daughters, I was just so happy for him and happy for the country. Everything he said is what I witnessed every day working with him for a year as his clerk and also witnessed in the classroom as his student before that. He reveres the Constitution. He's fair-minded. He's an independent judge. And, he will approach the law by looking to text, looking to history and structure, being guided by precedent, and he'll do it all in a fair-minded, really excellent way.
Do you see Judge Kavanaugh, if he becomes justice, as, for instance, the main issue I think right now that people are worried about, as voting to overturn Roe versus Wade? Could you envision that happening?
You know, Judge Kavanaugh, along with about a dozen distinguished co-authors, actually wrote a 1,000-page treatise on judicial precedents. He said in the book that following established precedents helps keep the law settled, it furthers the rule of law, and it promotes consistency and predictability. It's not to say that under extraordinary circumstances the court doesn't overturn a precedent, but the circumstances have to be really quite unusual.
Yeah, we know that you can't predict how he would rule, but we do know in terms of some of the things that Judge Kavanaugh has written. He wrote in one particular case of a 17-year-old who was pregnant, and she was being held by immigration authorities at the time. She wanted an abortion. He wrote, "The government has permissible interest in favoring fetal life, protecting the best interest of a minor, and refraining from facilitating abortion." How do you hear that?
I think that those statements have to be read in conjunction with other statements he made in that opinion, and other statements say in that opinion that it's in no way a questioning of Roe and Casey, if only because none of the parties ask the D.C. Circuit to question Roe or to question Casey. So, the interests of the government that he was speaking to there are interests that he believed were implied by the balancing test, the undue burden test that Casey requires a court to do. So I think Judge Kavanaugh believed he was applying Casey, which, as you know, is the follow-up to Roe, the government didn't ask him to overrule Roe, and he didn't address that question.
I want to ask you about presidential powers and something that Judge Kavanaugh wrote in a Minnesota Law Review article back in 2009. He wrote, quote, "The indictment and trial of a sitting president would cripple the federal government." He continued, "We should not burden a sitting president with civil suits, criminal investigations, or criminal prosecutions." President Trump is under investigation, of course, by the special counsel, Robert Mueller. Is it a conflict of interest for this president to appoint someone who could be a deciding vote on an investigation about the president himself?
You know, I think, if anything, Judge Kavanaugh's opinion, his article that he wrote, shows that, he's not going to be influenced by who's president or what the politics of the moment are. Remember, in 2009, Barack Obama was president. He was not looking to protect a Republican president or anything like that. I think that if any issue goes to the court that he's on, he's going to view it, with fresh eyes, with an open mind, and in a fair, even-handed way. And then I also think, with regard to that article, he was proposing that Congress do something different. As a textualist, he is someone who looks at the text of the statute, the text of the Constitution, and would apply the text, regardless of any personal preferences of his.
One more question, Justin Walker. When you were a law clerk for Judge Kavanaugh, is there one thing, one moment that really sticks out in your mind in terms of who this man is?
What sticks out the most is that Judge Kavanaugh used to say every case is a separation of powers case. That means to him, and it meant to me when he was teaching us, that in every case, a judge needs to ask, what is the role of the judiciary? And it's not the role of the judiciary to be the legislative branch of government. That's the role for Congress. It's the job of the judiciary to simply apply judgment and not be biased by any kind of policy preferences. And so I saw him do that in every case, and that's one of the most important lessons he taught me.
Okay. Justin Walker was a law clerk for both Judge Kavanaugh and Justice Kennedy. Very nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.